Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
At times, we all have feelings of fear and anxiety blended with times of confidence. In fact, King David wrote about these experiences in his own life in Psalm 27. On the one hand, he had confidence in God that the Lord would eventually deliver him from his fear. On the other hand, he felt abandoned at times, vacillating between hope and despair. Listen first to his confidence in God.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord.
Yes, these verses reflect David's strong confidence in God and that he would be delivered from his fears. But on the other hand, David at times felt abandoned, vacillating between his hope and despair. Listen to these words.
Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not leave me or abandon me, God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord cares for me.
Yes, how true of all of us at times in our lives. In fact, it's at times like these that we can identify with a man who came to Jesus on behalf of his ill son and cried out, I do believe, help my unbelief. So here's a principle to live by. When we have a sense of confidence in God mixed with feelings of fear and anxiety, we should accept these conflicting experiences as part of being followers of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.